Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel is now in his first full day on the job, but he's got a mountain of challenges right before him, everything from sequestration to deployment schedules to assistance for Syrian rebels. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. How will Secretary Hagel lead the Pentagon?
He said in his first address to the Pentagon and to military people all over the world, I'm going to be direct with you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be straight with you, and I want you to be the same with me. He also said the time that they're in now, it's challenging, it's tough, but it's also an opportunity. He said not every generation gets an opportunity to engage in a generation or a time like this, which is obviously clearly one of the most challenging times, you know, the military has experienced. But he said, come to work focused, leave work still focused, and stay true to your family, stay true to your job. And every day we will get a little bit further on these massive problems that we face.
Obviously, sequestration on top of mind for him and for the troops as well. How does he encourage troop morale? What is his message to the troops as they face these budget cuts?
Again, he's telling them to stay focused, stay on target for what their goals are, and every day give it the best shot they can. He recognizes, too, that a lot of them are going to be distracted by a lot of the talk out there, whether, you know, the sequestration business is real, whether it's not, whether it's political theater or not. But stepping out of the political space and into the security space, when you look at the Pentagon, they've got some big challenges ahead, like North Korea, like Iran, like sequestration, and what it really means for the people downrange. Will they be getting the support they need on time? And what about food? What about taking care of their families at home? All of these things, he's saying, look, take them in stride. They're tough, but you can get over them.
Can't make them any promises, though, obviously.
No, he can't make them any promises, but they have to do their part, is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He says he's going to do his, they've got to do theirs.
His confirmation hearings were so messy and difficult. It was challenging at times to know exactly what his vision was going to be for the Defense Department. What do you see as differences between his views and his vision as compared to former Defense Secretary Panetta?
One of the things that he made very clear before this messy confirmation that you spoke about, and he's sort of gone back that route again, he said at his message yesterday, he believes that the U.S. needs to lead by engaging, not by dictating. So basically an inclusive kind of dialogue with adversaries, I suppose, and allies as well. And I believe that's going to be his overarching message. Let's sit down and talk about this. But I assume that if they can't talk it out, can't work it out, he's going to let them know that the U.S. is not going to back down from its challenges and its problems.
Is that his top priority? How would you rank that in terms of what his top priorities
are?
Well,
clearly his top priority is what's going to happen at midnight. And he is now in discussions with folks at the Pentagon. Obviously, he's meeting at the White House today. He's got a number of meetings, as I understand, back to back to back to deal with some of these issues. But that's his key thing. What happens at midnight when March 1st comes?
Do you think he has had much of a say into what changes are going to happen under sequestration, or was that all handled before he stepped into the office?
I think he's been read into it, and I think they've consulted most likely him on some of these issues. Once it was clear that he was going to get the nod, there was enough time to bring him up to speed on things and to see what his thoughts were. And I believe that he and the former SecDef knew each other pretty well and were in contact about this. So his handprint is going to be on this as well.
All right, JJ, thank you so much.
Welcome.